This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I want to remind you, as I did in hour number one, my book comes out on Thursday, my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It is a number one bestseller as of today in multiple categories in Amazon. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble, too, if you hate Amazon, which so many conservatives do. But I must tell you, I hate Amazon, too, and I think Amazon's a liberal putz, Jeff Bezos. But you know what? They sell conservative books. They've never turned me down yet. And I've always had good sales, and they send me nice checks, and you got to give them credit, even though they're liberal, even though they give to only liberal causes. They sell lots of conservative books. You can't have a bestseller without Amazon. So Amazon number one bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's number one today because Bill Cunningham had me on his radio show last night. It was number one 2 weeks ago when Steve Bannon had me on his national podcast. So all you need is good conservative audience, and they get what I'm trying to do, which is to give away the phone number, the email, the physical address, the social media addresses, the names of the CEOs, and the names of the board of directors of all the biggest companies in America that are woke, and we're going to make them go broke and dial for dollars. We're going to call them 5-10 minutes a day. It's all you need. Set aside 5 to 15 minutes a day. How about that? And just get on the phones and call these companies and tell them you're a conservative and you're a consumer and you buy their products, and until they, you know, correct the error of their ways and stop supporting crazy radical communist causes, you are never going to buy from them again. So that's, you know, the type of attack I think is warranted in the United States. I want to turn all of you into little conservative versions of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. That's how they changed the country blue, and I think we could change it back red again. Because if you're a businessman, you've got a business to protect, you've got products to sell, and you've got shareholders. And you can't tell 50% of your audience to go to hell. I'm not asking you to be a conservative. I'm asking you to never again be a liberal. I'm asking you to stay out of politics or to give evenly to both sides. I'm asking you not to bring up political issues with your audience. You know, like all the corporations out there that supported no voter ID and moved the All-Star Game, Major League Baseball, you know, or the NFL that, goes for Black Lives Matter and social justice messages and plays the Black National Anthem before games. How outrageous. How outrageous. And BLM, Black Lives Matter, for all intents and purposes, is, in my opinion, a terrorist organization. They burned down the country last summer. So how can a corporation support BLM? How can a corporation support critical race theory? These are all the things that we got to get corporations away from. I'm not telling you to be conservative. I'm telling you to just stay neutral, and we'll continue to buy your products. But if you don't stay neutral, then we're not going to buy your products anymore. If we don't buy your products, your sales are going to go down by 50 to 60%. I would say we make up half of the audience of pretty much every product in America. It's a pretty divided nation. So can you afford to lose our half? But here's the thing. Let's face it. A majority of Democrats are welfare queens. Food stamps, welfare, they live on unemployment. They don't live on real income. You find me people with real income, they're a majority by a mile conservative Republican. So really, even if we make up 50% of the audience, we probably make up at all times 60% of the sales revenues. We're the people spending the most money. All customers are not alike. You know, for many, many years I've been in business. I'm 60 years old now. And I could tell you all customers are not alike. The only thing that matters is the top 20% of your customers, not the bottom 80%. You don't want to cows, they're not the same value to you as someone who spends $5. So I don't want to lose the $5 customer either. But I'm certainly going to treat the $10,000 one better than the $5 one. And you show me a $10,000 customer of any corporation, I'll show you a Republican 9 times out of 10. You show me a $5 customer, I will show you a Democrat 9 times out of 10. So we make up the majority of the revenues, not just 50% of the customers, but maybe 60% or more of the revenues come from conservatives. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, very important book. Let's get to vaccine passports, because I've said from the beginning that the vaccine mandate and the vaccine passports are very bad ideas. They're poison to Americans. They're poison to America. They're against everything we believe in. They violate the Constitution, and they're going to destroy the economy. They're going to destroy all the businesses who go along with this are going to be destroyed, because you're going to lose. You don't understand that 30% or more of Americans are always going to be unvaccinated, probably more like 50%. Democrats are lying about the percent of people that have gotten the vaccine. They lie about everything else. They lie about everything since the moment COVID came into existence. They've never told the truth about anything. So why would you believe that, you know, 59% of Americans are now vaccinated? Come on. They're full of it. I barely run into anybody who's vaccinated. So, you know, there's plenty of vaccinated people. There's plenty of non-vaccinated or unvaccinated people, too. But the numbers are in, and the polling on the vaccine mandate is very, very negative, very bad news for Biden. Polling conducted over the weekend by the Trafalgar Group, which is one of the, if not the most accurate pollster in America for 2016, 18, and 20 elections. I mean, Trafalgar Group was on the money. And surveys of likely voters, that's what I always look at, is likely voters, reveal that a majority of the American people do not believe Biden has the constitutional authority to force vaccine mandates on the private sector, and a majority of Americans want governors to fight back against Biden orders. When it comes to constitutional authority, only 29.7% of Americans think Biden is allowed to mandate employee vaccination, as he outlined last week. 58.6% say the president has no authority to do so. So it's 29.7 believe he's allowed to. 58.6 believe he has no authority. 68.2% of independent voters don't believe President Biden has the constitutional authority to force private businesses to require vaccine mandates for employees. 21% believe he has the authority. So among independent voters, I mean, that's what matters. Democrats are always going to support Biden. Republicans are always going to hate him. But if, you know, independent voters, if it's lopsided, he's not going to win the next election, unless, of course, it's rigged. We have to make sure it's not rigged. That's on us. But 68% of independent voters don't believe Biden has the constitutional authority to force vaccine mandates. 68%, 21% believe he does. I mean, you talk about a landslide. 83.5% of Republican voters don't believe Biden has the constitutional authority to force private businesses to require vaccine mandates. 10% believe he does have that authority. Who's that dumb 10%? 27% of Democrat voters don't believe Biden has the constitutional authority to force private businesses to require vaccine mandates. Moreover, a majority of Americans, 56.1%, support efforts from state governors to oppose Biden's nationwide vaccine mandate on private businesses. So, I mean, on every level, he's getting killed, right? 62.3% of independent voters support the efforts of state governors to fight Biden and the vaccine mandates. 78.5% of Republican voters support the efforts of state governors to oppose Biden's nationwide vaccine mandate. 29.8% of Democrat voters support state governors opposing Biden's nationwide vaccine mandate. The numbers are clear. The American people passionately oppose Biden's vaccine mandate. Simple as that. That's the story. And I knew that, you know, from the beginning. It's very clear that this is a bridge too far. Big mistake by the Democrat Party. Big mistake. So let me get into the COVID vaccine again a little bit. First of all, breaking news, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security Chief of Staff, just abruptly resigned. Karen Olick, Chief of Staff to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, announced on Monday she'll be leaving for a new undisclosed opportunity. So you got to wonder what that's about. Some sort of fight going on, I guess, at DHS, I assume. Nobody resigns their position this soon into a new administration unless something very bitter and bad debate is going on. So somebody's decided that what's happening is a bridge too far. You know, this is just treason. What we're letting into this country is pure treason. So maybe, just maybe, Karen Olick decided she had enough of the treason. I don't know. But let's now move to the COVID vaccine, an issue that, you know, those of you who listen to this show know is a big issue for me. I want to read you a letter that I got. You know, ivermectin's a big issue with me. Hello, Wayne. This is Diana. I found something very interesting. My entire family is tested positive for COVID. Two adult children, their spouses, and seven grandchildren, and I'm in the midst of all of them. The only difference is last week I took a course of ivermectin. I took it for 5 days as my doctor prescribed. I'm 67 years old. I don't have any underlying conditions, but I've been with these people. And again, today I tested negative. Two tests within 15 days, both negative. None of us vaccinated, and we will not be vaccinated. We've been following the Zelenko method for over a year, and this may be why all the positive cases in my family have been light, to say the least. And it's obviously why she's tested negative twice, even though she's around all these people with COVID, and she had COVID. She quickly tested negative. Just like my buddy who went to the urgent care center, after taking ivermectin, in 3 days he went from a positive COVID test to a negative COVID test. And the doctors and nurses all gathered around him and said, "What did you do? How did you beat it in 3 days?" He said, "I took ivermectin." And they said, "Ivermectin, we've all been hearing about that. It's amazing. Everyone we know takes it and they get rid of COVID, but we're not allowed to prescribe it to anyone. You could be dying and we can't give it to you. We got to send you to our parent company, which is a hospital in Vegas that owns 20 urgent care clinics. We have to send you to the hospital, and the hospital will not prescribe ivermectin, and people are dying right in front of our eyes, and we can't get them ivermectin, and we know it works." This is going on all over America.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back to the show, Wayne Allen Root. The company's been the house that Root built. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. One and only War is with you in the house, the warrior. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals, government, even your own ISP, internet service providers, collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Your personal information and your internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, right here in Vegas. For business or family or personal, there's 3 different plans to meet your needs. Starting at only, get this, $6.95 a month. I thought they were going to say $695. $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. Only $6.95 a month, and you get 3 months free. Patriotvpn.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So all you have to do, use the code WAR. So a hot mic catches the Israeli health minister admitting the vaccine passports are all about coercion. Unaware he was on a hot mic and being broadcast live on a TV station, Israeli Health Minister Nitzan Horowitz, that's not too much of a Jewish name, right? Nitzan Horowitz. I'm allowed to say that. I'm a Jew. Nitzan Horowitz admitted, that's like saying, you're an Indian, and your name's Shlomo Glickstein. Yeah, right, you're an Indian. I mean, come on, give me a break. Nitzan Horowitz admitted, that name just gets me every time, admitted that vaccine passports were primarily about coercing skeptical people to get the vaccine. Imposing green pass rules on certain venues is needed only to pressure members of the public to get vaccinated and not for medical reasons, said Health Minister Horowitz on Sunday. Unaware his words were being broadcast live to the nation on Channel 12, Horowitz told Interior Minister Eilat Shakhed, these are real names, that Eilat Shakhed, that not only should the green pass be removed as a requirement to dine at outdoor restaurants, but also for swimming pools too, not just in restaurants. Epidemiological. The thing is, I'm telling you, our problem is people who don't get vaccinated. We need to influence them a bit, otherwise we won't get out of this pandemic. And what's interesting is that there was a story over the weekend, and I guess, I thought I downloaded it, but I guess I didn't. See, like, maybe I've got it here somewhere. Hold on a second. Because there was a story this weekend in the United States that was so much like this story. It's all a scam. It's not Wayne Root saying it. The scam is out there in the open. Okay? So just hold on one second, and then I'm going to get to England, because you need to know about England. But I want to first see if I've got it somewhere. Here it is. Got it. So a Zoom meeting from a hospital in North Carolina with Dr. Mary Rudick and Carolyn Fisher, normal names, thank goodness, discussing inflated COVID numbers, that you've got to inflate COVID numbers by counting recovered patients as active COVID patients. I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die. I mean, let's be really blunt to these people. So they sat there on Zoom, and it was a long conversation, but the highlights of it was that you have to tell people that the numbers are two or three or four times worse than they are to convince them that they're going to die if they don't get vaccinated. Isn't that called fraud? Am I missing something? Is this not called fraud? The whole nation is being defrauded. And just to show you how dumb the vaccine passport idea is, how could we do the vaccine passport in the United States if England, over the weekend, just announced they're dropping the vaccine passport plan? Does anybody know that? Did you know that? Has anybody told you that? England dropped the vaccine passport plan. I mean, England is the country that's 90% vaccinated. Well, not quite as high as Israel. Israel's the most gung-ho vaccinated nation in the world. But UK's darn close. And everything I ever don't like, lockdowns, vaccines, masks, it's all being done in England, you know, on steroids. Even England decided to pass on the vaccine passport. Why? First of all, I believe it's because they know the vaccine isn't working. They'll never admit that. But the vaccine is not working. Everybody in the hospitals is vaccinated. Not unvaccinated, vaccinated. Second of all, people are dropping dead left and right from the vaccine, not from COVID. They know that. So they're going to scrap the vaccine passport. But the second thing is, they do admit in the story, it will kill the economy. They got so many complaints from restaurant owners, nightclubs, and bars. They know they can't do it, and they'll all go out of business.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Tropical Storm Nicholas is nothing to mess with.
Life-threatening flash flooding due to very heavy rainfall will be the primary concern, with rain totals of 6 to 10 inches across South Louisiana.
The Democrat adding the threat of flooding is made worse by all the mess from Hurricane Ida, which is still clogging storm drains. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on the hot seat over the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken defending the chaos in Afghanistan by arguing no one anticipated the rapid collapse of the Afghan government.
Nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Blinken saying the State Department is not sure how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root. I talk every day about how bad things are. I was on OAN, One American News Network, the other day, and MediaMax. Agitating scumbags, and they try and record every word I say on radio and TV, every interview I do, and they try and misquote me. And they have a big headline up as we speak right now. Wayne Root, Wayne Allen Root warns of civil war. It's coming. I promise you it's coming. It's great when they take people completely out of context. If you watch my interview, it's one of my proudest interviews I've ever done in my life. I told people that the Democrats are trying to foment a civil war. And it's coming because they're making it impossible for it not to happen. But I don't want it. I never want it to happen. I absolutely want to avoid it. I believe in civil disobedience, just like Martin Luther King. I don't want to preach violence. I don't want anyone to kill anybody. I want it to be all peaceful, but I absolutely want civil disobedience because Democrats are pushing us to the point where they're ruining our lives and they're tyrants. What's wrong with that? But they grab the one sentence, civil war, I promise you it's coming, in response to me saying they're pushing it, not us, they are. They want it. So they could use it as an excuse to take our guns away and to kill as many of us as they can. So how would I say something bad? Of course I didn't say something bad. But they gave the misleading impression I did with that one quote taken out of context. It's just, it's a never-ending battle, and you got to have the toughest skin. And you know what I say to Media Matters? Bring it on, you slimy, liberal, loser, snowflake nerds. You're just a bunch of jerks who never got a kiss in high school, let alone sex. And you're just vicious for the rest of your life because you never even got a girl to go to the dance with you. You're just complete losers. That's what every liberal is. Inside lurks a boy that never got a date in high school and hates all the guys who had dates, and they're trying to take it out on us for the rest of their lives. That's what the people at Media Matters are. Never had a date, never got a kiss, never been loved. You're just a bunch of nerds. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll bring my esteemed guest on. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They actually sold one rare coin collection for $15 million a few years ago, the largest private sale in history at the time. And then I was with the owner of Tangible at the Money Show this morning in Las Vegas. And he told me just literally a couple weeks ago, he sold a, I think he said it was a UK coin, I think it was a British coin, for $1.4 million, which is the second highest amount ever sold for a UK coin in history. So this guy's a real mover and shaker, and they've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world at selling precious metals, and you can't buy your way in, you have to be elected. You can never buy your way into this designation. So it's a real wonderful positive to have on your resume. But here's the biggest advantage. Tangible just might be the lowest overhead company of any precious metals dealer in America. And because of that, Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Who will match it? No one. And that's why the offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Just say Root and you get gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441, toll-free, 800-300-8441, or go online to TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. And I'll be at the Money Show again tomorrow as the lead speaker in the main room, giving one of my usual knockout speeches that will bring the house down, get a standing ovation, and then probably like 99% of the audience will be standing and 1% will be booing. And when I walk away, you got to have guards watching me because the crazy liberals want to attack me and harangue me. It's just the usual stuff. Our guest is Kenneth Raposa, industry analyst for the Coalition for a Prosperous America, former staff writer for the Wall Street Journal, a contributor for Forbes, covering China since 2011. And that's a good resume. Kenneth Raposa, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Wayne.
All right, so let's talk about your column, Wall Street and Corporate Giants Keep China Afloat. On this show, Kenneth, I'm always saying that I believe that the problem in America is that all the politicians are bribed and owned by China on the Democrat side, and they do everything for China, and nothing. They've sold out America. They couldn't care less about their constituents, and I believe much of that is true with the corporate CEOs as well. They know they can make $1 billion extra in China, and that'll get them a big bonus, and their stock will go up, and they're set for life. So they're willing to forgive everything China does while they're acting liberal and progressive in the United States, and they're watching everything a Republican president like Trump does, criticizing him. China does something 1,000 times worse, but they would never say anything because that'll, you know, that'll stop $1 billion in profits. So China seems to have a stranglehold on all the most important players in America.
They sure do, and that's not by mistake and not by happenstance and not just a, you know, sort of a sidebar to how China has grown over the last few years. That has been a part of the China CCP, China Communist Party strategy. It was to infiltrate, to influence, and to convince Wall Street and corporate America that they were the indispensable nation. And to Wall Street and corporate America, in many ways, they are the indispensable nation. And so, you know, you talk about Democrats and all these, and Republicans as well, but it's really these two institutions, if you want to call them an institution, Wall Street and corporate America, short-term view, looking for money now, looking for money next quarter, and they're forgetting the fact that China plans 100 years out, and China is going to eat them up, spit them out, maybe within, who knows how many years, but, you know, certainly they're not going to be the power system. You know, China's going to take that over.
Well, I mean, what do you do if the White House is actually owned by China? I mean, it sure seems to me, based on the famous laptop videotapes of Hunter Biden, that China could very well either own the big guy or be blackmailing the big guy based on what his son did to potentially underage girls in China. There's a lot of questions, and it sure seems to me from the moment Biden became president, you know, when he was campaigning, I was out there saying the loudest of any host in America, he's owned by China, he's owned by China. Look at the laptop. Look what Hunter did. He's either being blackmailed or owned or both. Well, now that he's been elected, he's been in office for 6 months, every single move Biden made, I could argue, is better for China than for the United States. You know, helps China, benefits China, weakens the United States. Every single thing he does, it seems to me, China owns the White House.
Okay, so I'm going to go this way, Wayne, because I want people to know also, right, that that it's a little more complicated than that, right? So I'm going to give people a little bit of ray of hope, if you allow it for a bit. So of course the Hunter Biden situation, who knows? Because this is how big power systems work, right? They blackmail. You know, hey Wayne, you might not want to vote for this. You might not want to do this because you know I heard we said I got some pictures I want to show you. You know what I mean? So you know, those things happen in the world, especially in the world of big, powerful politics. But since Biden has been in, he has kept the Trump policies. I think there was one that he got rid of that Coalition for a Prosperous America was not happy with. But overall, he has not done the damage to reverse those. That is a fact. Now, there are people who want to reverse them in Biden's inner circle. These are globalists, right? They are the dark crowd. They care. They see the planet as one big nation state. The United States is no different than China. Sort of like Rhode Island is no different than Massachusetts. And so, but overall, Biden has kept with the strategy of Trump. Now, who wants him to remove that strategy? Well, we could say that maybe there's some blackmailing, and I don't pretend to know that. That's magic bullet JFK stuff. I don't know. Nobody really, really knows, right? But what we do know for a fact is that the people who want Biden to overturn that, Biden to be closer to China, Biden to remove tariffs on China, Biden to just let China run roughshod over the institutions of this country is K Street lobbyists working for multinational corporations, BlackRock, and the like.
Right. I mean, look, when I say that Biden does, helps China and hurts the United States, I'm not talking about trade policy. I'm talking about, you know, gigantic tax increases that are higher than communist China. I'm talking about regulations that we're supposed to not build coal plants while they're building coal plants every 5 minutes, that we're supposed to worry about climate change and global warming while they're not, that he left abandoned Afghanistan and left all the rare earth minerals and the lithium for China. The border is open and all the people coming across will destroy America, and that'll be good for China in the battle against America economically. I'm just talking about everything that's happening in general is bringing America down in decline and is good for China, because anything bad for us automatically gives them a boost. That's what I'm referring to.
Agree. There's so many moving targets. There's so many things going on at the same time. It's like a juggler who's juggling a chainsaw, a bowling ball, golf balls, and all at once, really. And yes, taxes are a problem in the United States. Regulation is a problem in the United States. Taxes are pretty good. I mean, on the state, on the corporate side, because they were reduced, remember, under Trump. I don't know about regulation. I don't know how that has changed. But I do know, of course, as you know, and of course all of your listeners certainly know, is that the Biden administration, and this is the biggest thing, is cutting fossil fuel use because he wants to go super green, no net zero, which is impossible, but he wants to go he's like Europe, right, net zero. And Europe's the same way. If you want to copy the European model, you go net zero, so you shut down your nuclear plants and you import natural gas from where? Russia, you know, or you import, you know, electricity from where? Poland. And how is Poland turning the lights on there? Well, coal. And so, you know, but then meanwhile they got the windmills going. So, and the problem in the United States, of course, is that a lot of the climate activists, they want to push a lot of these alternative sources of fuel by any means necessary, because the planet's going to melt tomorrow. And in order to do that, they want to push more imported goods, more solar goods. And who makes most of the solar panels and solar cells in the world and all the stuff that goes into making those things? Where do they come from? Well, they come from China. So this is a problem. This is a battle, you know. This is definitely a battle. The solar on the energy side and on the China side.
Hey, Ken, you know, radio. One of the problems of radio is we're on the way out. We got a big break here, so we got to run. Kenneth Raposa, industry analyst from Coalition for a Prosperous America. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most important news stories of the week for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Let me read that list to you one more time. You get it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Got it? Okay. So I was talking before the interview about how they caught doctors and hospital executives in a meeting in North Carolina saying, we need to be more scary to the public. We need to inflate the real COVID numbers. I remember this happened regarding AIDS and HIV in the 1980s. And again, I've always been very friendly, very pro-gay. I've got no problem. To me, it's like, I'm straight, you're gay, okay, fine. You know, people are different. God made people different. You want to be gay, go be gay. Just, you know, don't do it in front of me. I don't need it in front of me. I don't need it on TV every 5 minutes in front of me. So I don't need straight porn in front of me every 5 minutes on TV either. So I'm an equal opportunity offender. My point is that if you want to be gay in the privacy of your own bedroom, be gay in the privacy of your own bedroom. I don't care. So in the 1980s, AIDS comes along, and every single person that gets AIDS is gay, except for a few drug addicts who are literally stabbing their arms with needles, dirty needles. Other than that, it was impossible to be straight and get AIDS. To this day, how many friends do I have? Thousands of people. I've never met any straight man who ever got HIV or AIDS, ever. It just didn't happen, ever. But they knew that straight people weren't going to allow the government to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on gay people. They really came to that conclusion, that they couldn't spend the hundreds of billions necessary to find a cocktail that would be effective against AIDS. So they concocted a lie. And the lie was, they started going on TV and saying, oh, it's not a gay disease, it's a straight disease, just because they wanted your money. Okay, so I'm not criticizing the fact that they spent money and that they found a good cocktail for AIDS. I'm glad they did. But they had to lie to get you to spend the money to do it. And that's not right. That's called fraud. Okay, so I'm not against it. I was never against it. I would have said at the time, you know, gay people are Americans too. We got to spend some money and make sure that they're not all dying. Okay, that's what I would have said. But you didn't need to lie to me to get me to say it, but they lied. AIDS is not a straight disease. It's got nothing to do with straight people. It's gay people and drug addicts, period. So just tell the truth. That's what I've always said about the COVID vaccine. Just tell the truth. Just say, there's a terrible disease out there. COVID is very deadly to some people, and some people may need the vaccine. But just know that there are some risks with the vaccine, and people have died getting the vaccine, and people have been injured very badly, and people had really bad adverse effects. But it's a small percent of the people. And if you said that, I go, okay, no problem. I still don't want the vaccine. I have no interest. I'm not a dummy. I'm not a test dummy. But let everybody else be test dummies, and in 3 to 5 years, I'll figure out if I want it. That's what I would have said. But I wouldn't have been mad, and it wouldn't have been the number one topic on my radio show. But no, you decided that the American people were too dumb, just like you did with AIDS, to be told the truth. So you decided to fake it. And you're telling everyone that the vaccine is perfectly fine, that it absolutely stops COVID, which it doesn't, that it absolutely stops hospitalizations, which it doesn't, that it absolutely stops deaths, which it doesn't. You lied. And you're acting like the VAERS adverse reaction report is not true when you've been using it for 40 years and it's the gold standard of vaccine deaths and injuries. And so you've stopped, like in, what was it, 1970-something, we had a vaccine. And we stopped it because like 22 people died. 14,000 have died as a direct result of the COVID-19 vaccine. That's in the VAERS report kept by the CDC and the government. 14,000 dead and getting close to, you know, well over a half million have been badly injured or adversely affected. Let's go either or. And there's a big difference between the two, and I admit that. Adversely affected means you had one bad episode, you know, and maybe had a rush to the hospital, a terrible allergy attack to the vaccine, or just got very sick from the vaccine. Whereas you could also be crippled for life, which some people are with Epstein-Barr syndrome and quite a lot of other lupus type of immune stimulant diseases where immune system turns on you. They won't admit that. If they just admitted that, I go, okay, now we can all make a decision. No, they want you to be so dumbed down, that you don't even know about the death caused by the vaccine and the injuries caused by the vaccine and the crippling injuries caused by the vaccine and the people dying of COVID who got the vaccine. They don't want you to know any of that because they want you to just be blind, deaf, and dumb and a serf that listens to anything government tells you and then they pat you on the head like a freaking dog. Nice boy. Nice boy. They want you to just listen and be obedient like a nice little dog. And I'm a dog lover. But everyone wants their dog to be obedient. But should humans be obedient to a dumb government bureaucrat? I don't think so. I don't need to listen to what you're telling me. I'm smarter than any government bureaucrat. I don't need your advice. Pound sand.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.